and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. ClemsonAreaChamber.org.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-442-6054 today.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. You know, you had Chris Collinsworth and Tony Romo every time Mahomes was on all year. It was oh, you know, he's got the ball last. You know, now you're going to see. You never count out Patrick Mahomes. And the sad thing is you count him out every single time. He failed it every single time all year. I mean, that's the reality. He failed every single time all year. Every single time. And he failed quickly, too. It was like one pass and a pick or, you know, three incompletions. It was time and time again. He failed every time. I mean, that's the reality. Every time he was in that situation all year, he failed. And he failed, like, immediately. Like right after they said that. You know, Romo or Collinsworth would go on and on about how, oh, you know, hey, Patrick Mahomes, you know, he's got the ball. You know, you know what happens when Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, fail. That's what happens. Just like in the Super Bowl. 7-0 Ted. Ted, how are you, Ted?
I'm doing good, Walt. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I never thought after starting 2-7 that I would be excited about a Dolphins game this late in the season, but
yeah,
we got a really good chance to at least win tonight and keep our playoff dreams alive. I mean, yeah, I can hear Jim Moore right now, playoffs, but...
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. I thought you were going to be in last place, and you were for a long period of time. But you have played better, and the Jets died. So there was that.
The big key to that's running the ball.
Yeah,
you know, if you don't have to make Tua throw it 30 times a game, we win.
Yeah,
if they run it 30 times a game, we win. So that, you know, I'm not saying that's what's going to happen tonight, but I know that Pittsburgh is average against the run, and we're really good with the run. So if our defense can make any kind of stand today, and maybe I'm looking for...
Well, and look, they're going to be without Watt. So, you know, I still think both teams sort of suck, but Yeah, it wouldn't. It would surprise me if you won. I mean, someone will win that game. I'm just not sure. I'm not sure who, nor am I sure that it will matter.
Right. No, that's fair because, I mean, to be honest, Miami's got to win out and still get a little.
Yeah, you're what? You're 6-7? Is that right? 6-7?
6-7.
Yeah.
You know, we need the Colts to lose one or two more, and I think maybe somebody else, Baltimore, to lose one. But, you know, I will say this much. I think Mike McDaniel has done a better job of coaching the last 6 weeks of this season than he has probably his entire time there, because he's had to totally adjust his philosophy for what he has, which is a running game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what have I told you all along? I have said all along that I think McDaniel is actually a pretty good coach. You know, I've said this. I've said the problem is Chris Greer. It's not McDaniel.
I agree with you 110%. Yeah. Some people say he's done enough to save his job now. I still think he needs a signature win away from home in December, like tonight or maybe in New England the last week of the season. I know that a new GM is going to want to pick his guy. What are your thoughts? And I'll take it off the air. Have a good one, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. I still think that Tua is not a long-term answer for anything. He never beats a quality team. He never has. And I just don't think he's ever going to. I think when you line him up on the hoof, it doesn't work. I mean, it doesn't work. This is a league that's run by the Josh Allens and the Justin Herberts of the world, not the Tua Tagovailoas of the world. And I don't think he's the long-term answer. I've not changed my mind in that regard. I do think running the ball helps. I think that's a fact. You know, Allen has found a way to win games, even though his defense still sucks and he has to outscore people every week. And he has found ways to win games, and you got to give him credit. I mean, look, he's the MVP. And, you know, honestly, the other guy who should get consideration, he's not going to show up statistically, but Justin Herbert. Herbert has been under insane duress. Like, I saw the numbers posted the other day. He has been pressured like 10 times more than any other quarterback in the National Football League because all their tackles are injured. And he's got this giant 10-pound thing on his left hand for his broken hand. And he's finding ways to tough out games and run the football. I mean, he won the Philadelphia game with 67 yards rushing against the Eagles. Against the Eagles! I mean, you know, again, and every time he got hit, the Eagles were intentionally punching his hand. They were. They were trying to punch the ball out, but they were also intentionally punching his hand. I don't blame him. I don't blame him. I mean, I get it. It's a rough deal. And, you know, if the guy's going to play with one hand and try and beat you with one hand, you have to make him pay a price. But this guy's done this. He's done these things. And he has the Chargers in position. And I think he's done it against all odds. I mean, I think he's demonstrated how talented he is, and even how dangerous he is as a runner. Like I said, you know, running as a quarterback, running for 67 yards against the Eagles, that's not easy. Running for 67 yards when you're playing with one hand, that's even more difficult. And I think he's really demonstrated some courage and some toughness. There's no way this is the National Football League that we expected this year. It just isn't. There are some things that I expected would happen that have happened. I thought the Chiefs would finish third in their division. People thought that was crazy. I thought the Lions would be better than they've been. The Lions are a good, dangerous team that might be the second best team in the NFL, but they have work to do just to get in the playoffs. I think the Rams, as we've been saying, are the best team in the NFL right now. And I think they have a gap. And I honestly think the second best team is the Lions, but I just don't know that it's going to show up or matter. You know, they've blown too many chances and you just don't always get them back. But I mean, who else in the National Football League matters? The Eagles are good defensively. Their offense is an abomination, which is hard to understand because the same talent is still there. I knew Barkley was going to have a down year. I knew that. I said before the year that you don't come back from 2,000 yards rushing unless you're Derrick Henry, and I'm not even sure about that. And certainly Saquon isn't that. And I thought that he would have a much rougher year this year because, he gave you everything he had last year. That's the way it works. He's not Derrick Henry size. You just don't do that in consecutive years in the National Football League. So I thought he would come back to earth, and he has. And as he has, the rest of that team has looked beyond pedestrian, particularly Jalen Hurts, who quite honestly has looked awful. But there's a lot of awful to go around in the National Football League. I mean, the quality of play has just not been good. Now, this weekend, there were a few entertaining games. I mean, entertaining doesn't mean good. It just means close. And I think we've seen some of that. But the NFL wanted parity, and they have it. It's just too much. And these teams are really not that good. I mean, again, I sort of think the Bills stink, but Allen's the best player in the game. Can he drag that team to the Super Bowl? Maybe. Somebody's going to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, look, do you believe in the New England Patriots and the Denver Broncos? I mean, that's one of the questions about the AFC. Do you believe in those teams? I don't really believe in them, but if the whole playoffs are going to go through one of those cities, like if the playoffs are going to go through Denver, for example, I don't think Denver's great, but they're really good defensively and they're really tough at home. Are they going to lose at home? I don't know. But if they do, it'll be a Josh Allen type that beats them. And there really aren't any other Josh Allen types. I mean, maybe Herbert if he's healthy. And the Jags have played better of late. Houston has played better of late. Stroud looked good this weekend. Trevor Lawrence had a big game this weekend. He's been playing better, which is good because he needed to. It feels sort of wide open, which is, I guess, what they wanted. That they have. I mean, the AFC really feels wide open. I mean, I think there are, in terms of like the makeup of the teams, I think there are a half dozen teams that are better than Buffalo is. But Buffalo has Allen, and none of those other half dozen do. And maybe the closest is Herbert. I don't know. I think in talent it is. But, I mean, can a one-hand man, which is what he is, who is under insane duress on every play. Like, again, these percentages of snaps that this guy's being pressured on are historical, never been seen before. They have no tackles. The two guys who were supposed to be the all-league tackles for them, in Slater and Ault, they've been out. So that's where they are. Basketball, David, I'll get to you in 1 second. Don't move, David. Let me tell you about Iron Drive Floor Coatings. You're working with a locally family-owned company in business 15 years. They have the most 5-star Google reviews in their industry. They have 12 in-stock color options and limitless custom colors. Why do they have the most 5-star Google reviews? Well, two reasons, the people and the quality of the equipment. See, it turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the quality of any floor coating job is directly dependent on the quality of the equipment that lays it down. So you go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Decorative epoxy coating installation. Epoxy because it's the only thing that lasts the humidity of South Carolina. Easy to clean, extremely durable. Transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their incredible gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way it would in cover in your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial installation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Lifetime adhesion warranty, guaranteed as long as you own your own home. That's Iron Drive. They're absolutely the best. Trust me, you will 100% thank me later. And remember, you want to deal with good people. And Jake and Iron Drive donated a 2-car garage floor coating in the Tigers for Tatas campaign that I auctioned for $2,500. So the kind of people you want to do business with. Also, speaking of the kind of people you want to do business with, especially if you're in pain, I'm going to give you the number to call in 1 second. Ortho Laser of Spartanburg, 2555 Boiling Springs Road, Boiling Springs, South Carolina, a short drive from anywhere in the upstate. The number to help in your pain, 864-327-8001. 864-327-8001. Hours Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Recoverwithlight.com is the website. Heal at the speed of light with non-invasive, drug-free laser light therapy aimed at reducing pain, inflammation, and accelerating healing. Therapy is FDA cleared, non-surgical, drug-free, no needles, no downtime, just relief from your pain. Treatment suitable for chronic pain like arthritis, injuries, acute pain, sprains, post-surgical recovery, flexible treatment schedule, sessions typically over several weeks depending on condition. Check out their 5-star rating on Google. Again, that's incredible. Relief from pain after only a few treatments for many patients. Can avoid surgery in some cases like torn tendons or rotator cuff injuries. Discounts for veterans and first responders. Cash credit, even use your HSA or FSA. They also offer flexible payment options via payment plan called SunBet, which allows patients to split costs into 4 interest-free payments if eligible. Though treatments are not typically covered by insurance, patients feel that the cost is very reasonable given the benefit of the treatment. And again, you can get a 6-visit package for under $500. Book your free 15-minute phone consultation to see if you're a good candidate to heal your pain with light therapy at 864-327-8001. 864-327-8001. Again, recoverwithlight.com is the website. Knee pain, hip pain, shoulder pain, neck and back pain, foot pain, hand and elbow pain. Are you tired of the pain? Are you just plain tired? Well, call the number. I promise you'll thank me later. These people do great work. All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take a quick break here. Basketball, David, I'm coming right to you. Don't move, David. We'll get right to you on the other side. We have miles to go. We haven't even talked yet about Clemson and Mercer, which we're going to get to in some depth and more, all coming your way on Road Rage on the other side.
This year, we have plenty to celebrate, from reuniting with loved ones to welcoming new family members, from rediscovering the great outdoors to perfecting Let's Stay In. At Ingles, we're so proud to play a part in your everyday adventures and all your celebrations. So here's to taking a pause and taking it all in. Merry Christmas from Ingles.
How can you make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner's Jewelers. The perfect necklace, earrings, or watch will make her season bright. Choose from a variety of breathtaking collections. Or melt her heart with a spectacular Turner's custom jewelry design. Of course, Santa could decide to leave a dazzling engagement ring under the tree. Your special holiday begins at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Brr! When it's cold outside, you know it's time to head to Harrison's. From rain-resistant hoodies to heavy-duty coats and everything in between, Harrison's has all the layers to keep you warm and dry. And we know hard work doesn't stop just because the temperatures drop. Get FR and Hi-Vis gear, work boots and safety shoes, and the largest selection of workwear for men and women. Harrison's has what you need to work safely and warm all winter long. Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous five-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
Have you heard the story that's about a guy who lives in a bank that is really close by? The Capital One Cafe is his home, no doubt, where customers bank and get their cash out. There's no fees or minimums on checking accounts, so your money stays. Most Capital One Cafes are open all 7 days. This magical place, as some people might call it, is where the Capital One bank guy says, "What's in your wallet?"
Such a lovely tale.
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Getting more as a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member is easier than ever with the Lowe's app. Download it today and earn 500 points the first time you log in. Plus, your digital wallet helps you scan, save, earn, and access what you need to manage it all in one place. Download the Lowe's app and take advantage of your pro benefits today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 12/1/25 through 1/7/26. Offer valid for first login per organization only. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Additional restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we're back. Basketball David in 1 second. Let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. Proud to be a longtime partner of The Roar. You might remember me mentioning them back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with us. Want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decision when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any kinds of hazards. The upstate has strong winds and wind gusts throughout the year. We all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let it happen. Brian Franklin has saved me on multiple occasions. And without him, I would have lost my home in Helene. There's no question about it. I had at least 20 trees, I think, that were absolutely, they were way beyond suspect. They were at the edge of my woods, and they were all leaning towards my home. And they all would have fallen in Helene because all the trees in my woods fell during Helene. Their expert team, Franklin Tree Service, provides free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services, fully insured and committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. 9065. Basketball David. David, good to have you as always.
Hey, Walt, thanks for getting me in.
Absolutely, David. Thank you.
Walt, I wanted to first mention this, and you kind of went on a little ad spree there while I was on hold, and I just wanted to mention this, and I'll first thank you. It's actually coming on about 10 years ago, Walt. You had I don't know if they advertise with you anymore, but you had an advertiser, a local insurance agent, and this was about the time, about 10 years ago, when I had my serious operation, and obviously, Walt, I've trusted you, and will continue to with your sponsors, because you had an advertiser who I was getting ready to have my surgery and ended up getting insurance through that advertiser and saved me tens of thousands, if not more, money. So obviously since then and ever since then, any advertiser that I need something or someone ask about an advertiser that advertised with you, I always think to send them that way, because you anybody that advertises with you, Walt, is 100% a guarantee.
That's awesome, David. Thank you very much. It means something to me, and I that's why, you know, everybody comes on the show, and I learned a long time ago the hard way when I used to listen to a local radio show in the morning out of Georgia. I learned a hard lesson at that time. There was one Christmas I ordered a bunch of stuff from a particular advertiser that they advertised for on the station, and quite honestly, none of it was delivered. What was delivered was damaged, and I never listened to that show again. I felt like they lied to me. So I don't want anyone ever thinking that here.
No, I never will, and I'm positive that anybody else that has ever used any of your advertisers feels the same. So
thank you, Dave.
Just wanted to throw that out there, Walt, because obviously you knew me before surgery and after surgery, and it's coming on about 10 years, so it just made me think of that when you were kind of doing your advertisements there.
Thank
so
you, Dave.
I just wanted to thank you and know that I'll always, if I ever need anything that your advertisers provide, it'll always be through them.
Thank you very much.
Well, I wanted to get to some round ball. Obviously, you know, I know you hadn't gotten to the Mercer game yet, and wanted to, and I heard your conversation with Coach last week, and obviously, I think it was right before, he was right after I had been on with you, and I didn't know you were off early that night or whatnot, but I wanted to ask you this and kind of see what you thought. And do you think with the depth of this team and obviously the balance of a lot of people playing and whatnot, do you think in some ways that it's hurt the development for or lack of a go-to guy late in the game that can score, that can kind of usurp a play or overcome a play, whatnot, and what's your thoughts on Foster being that guy? Because you and I have talked about for the longest time, he's the most talented guy, and
he's the guy. I mean, it's just an issue of when. I mean, that's real question.
And I wanted to get your thoughts, Walt, on, do you think it's time for kind of Clemson to, I don't want to say crown him, acknowledge him, whatever you want to call it, and sort of live with, because he's still a freshman and he's still learning, so you're going to have to live with some stuff. Is it time to kind of go with that and live? Because I guess, Walt, real quick, and I'll let you answer. I hearken back to when you said, you know, Deshaun Watson's the guy by game four.
Yeah.
And, you know, you said you're going to kind of have to grow up with him and live with him, but his talent usurps everything. Is it the similar with Foster? Not calling him a Watson, but you know what I mean.
I don't know, David, because right now he giveth and he taketh away. You know, like people will talk about his yokes, and that's great, but I mean, he's got to play better when he isn't authoring the spectacle. He's just got to play better, and he's made some key mistakes in big moments too that have hurt, and that's part of the growing phase. I mean, he's the talent, but you know, David, I just don't think you can rush it. I mean, I don't think he has played consistently enough yet to just grant him that role while other guys are playing well. Like, for example, you know, one of the guys who doesn't profile that way but who is actually playing that way down the stretch of games is Dylan Hunter. Dylan Hunter is doing the things this team needs to do. He's scoring big baskets late in games. He's making good decisions with the ball. He's getting to the free throw line and making all of his free throws. This was a 60% free throw shooter last year who's shooting 90% from the line. And he's getting to the line late in games with his aggressiveness. So I don't think you can sort of force it, because right now the guy who's making better end game decisions is actually Dylan Hunter. Until we get a little closer, and we're not there yet. Now, again, I don't know when we're going to get there, David. I think we are. But, you know, I don't know if it's 5 games from now or it's 10 games from now. I don't know that answer yet. But Foster, from his standpoint, needs to play more consistently and string more good minutes together, and he's more than capable of it. Like, again, I think he's the most talented player Brad has ever recruited, as we've said right from the get-go. But he's not there yet, because he just giveth and taketh away too many times. But I think he does everything well. It's just cleaning it up, you know. And at some point he's going to get far more confident in his shot than he is right now, because his shot form looks good. It's just not always going in yet. But I think he still needs to be a key for this team moving forward without question. But I think that's more on the offensive side
of the ball or the defensive side of the ball?
I think it's both. I don't think he's where he needs to be yet on either side. Look, quite honestly, David, maybe my expectations are just higher for him too, given that what I think he is and what I think he's going to be, you know. So you want to hurry it along, but I just think there's some things you can't hurry along, because you still have to win the games. I mean, you know, sure. Even this game the other day. I mean, you know, this game is in doubt until the final minutes. And quite honestly, I mean, Mercer led all game. I mean, in doubt, I thought that Clemson did a much better job defensively, obviously, in the second half. First half, Mercer was shooting 64%, when there's just no way you're winning a game that the opponent shoots 64%. And Clemson was having trouble. They're having trouble with Okoji. They're having trouble with Armani Mighty, you know, other guys. I mean, their three-point shooting. For a while, it seemed like they were making every shot. And then the second half, I thought Clemson did a much better job as a team defensively. And I thought the guys who actually won the game were Dylan Hunter and R.J. Goffrey and et cetera.
Yep. And also this one, I think Godfrey
– Davidson, another one.
No question. I think Godfrey has given a lot more of an offensive – contribution to this team than I expected coming in.
Me too.
Because early on, I just expected him to be more of a leadership, kind of hustle energy guy. And I thought the offense would come a lot more from Welling and Davidson, and maybe still will at some point. But I just kind of thought Godfrey's contribution would be hustle, leadership, toughness, that sort of thing. He's actually given a lot more offensive contribution than I expected.
Me too. And, you know, it's interesting, David, because, you know, it's that old line about man's got to know his limitations. And RJ does.
For sure.
I'd be hard-pressed to even think of, like, three shots he's taken beyond, like, 8 feet. You know, I just don't remember any of it. I mean, all of his shots, whatever his shooting percentage is, it's got to be, like, 65 or something. All of his shots come attacking the rim, and that's what you want him doing. You know, that's
exactly
that's his strength. He's explosive. He's obviously very powerful, and you want him to attack the rim, and he has, and he's done it. He's done it well. Now, I do think you're starting to see more from Davidson, and I think you need to continue to see more from Davidson. He's the guy with the Pete Newell big man camp skill set on the low block, And he finally hit a...
Don't throw that name out there, Walt. A lot of people don't know who that is out here, Walt.
That's true. He finally hit a... By the way, he's an old Cal coach. You can go look that up. But Davidson finally hit a face-up three the other day, and that's in his repertoire. And it's just, you know, I've been waiting to see that. So I think you're going to start to see more and more from him, and that should help the situation. But... I really like this team. I think that, you know, what we said before the year was no one's going to blow them out. No one has. They've been right in every game, regardless of the opponent. And I think that's going to continue. And I think they're going to start to win some of these close games against better teams that they have not found a way to win as yet. But I think some of that is going to come. Now, again, some of that goes to this question about, do you have a guy who can create his own, create for others at the end of the shot clock and the end of the game? And that still remains to be seen. But there's more than one way to do that. You know, I mean, you can also lead by six and not be in that situation. You know, and I think this team has the capacity to do that. I don't think this team has in any way, shape, or form played their best basketball yet. I think that's still to come.
Yeah, no, I agree. I wanted to zoom out and maybe take a look at the AC, but maybe he'll give you a call later in the week and we can do that, Walt, because I wanted to ask you this, and it's kind of been sort of shifting to the NBA, and I'll take your thoughts off the air because I don't know that I've heard you address this yet, but I'm obviously think the world of your basketball opinion and in our conversations.
Same here, David.
Between you and I, but Walt, I want to see what you think of the way the Thunder play and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander sort of foul baiting. You know, obviously, because I heard Steve Nash say the other night that they are very good at sort of manipulating, and I might misconstrue his words, but I think he said something along the lines of they're very good at manipulating the referees and sort of baiting foul calls and whatnot. And I wanted to see what you thought. Is that, you know, sort of to their credit that they've sort of learned the rules and they're going to foul you and hack and make the refs call it, and then on the other end they're going to sort of initiate contact and bait the rules? Are you a fan of it? Are you not? And obviously, Walt, I think the world of you and your opinion, so I wanted to get with
you,
thoughts.
David.
And I'll talk to you again this week, Walt.
Same.
Thanks for the
Sounds
call.
Sounds good, David. Thank you. Yeah. You know what I think, David? I think every time we get a team that wins more than the rest of the league wants them to, we invent reasons why they're cheating. I think we do this constantly in the NBA. We invent reasons why they get calls they shouldn't, or this type of thing. And I think that's true with Gilgeous-Alexander. You know, look, the game of basketball is about guarding without fouling. And it seems that nobody can guard him without fouling him. And I don't buy that from Nash at all, quite frankly. I just think they're better than you. They're better than you, and people don't like it. And because we're a world full of whiners and criers now. That's what we do. We can't accept the fact that somebody's better than us. We have to find reasons that they're better than us. And the reasons can't be just that they're better. I mean, Gilgeous-Alexander is the best player on the planet right now. And the only guy who has an argument against it is Jokic. Nobody else does. And that's just the reality. And he could turn you every which way but loose. And he's a master of a half inch. I'll grant you that. But you know what? Find a way to guard him without falling. If not, stop crying. I mean, this is what the guy does. He gets you off balance. He creates contact, and he goes to the foul line. But we act like he's not killing you the rest of the time, too. You know, this guy is just an assassin at this point. He's just really, really tremendous, and that bothers people. And they don't like it that he goes to the line. Guess what? He has a skill set that allows him to do these things that you don't. Again, he's like the master of the half inch. He gets you off balance, and he uses it to his great advantage. But that's because of his ability. And again, it just seems to me that no matter what the era is, no matter what time period, we've always make these arguments against these teams that we can't beat, instead of just trying to get better yourself and trying to find a way to beat it. I mean, you know, Steve Nash, I mean, Steve Nash probably did a lot of these things himself. In fact, he did, you know, as a player. But this guy, Gilgeous-Alexander, he's just better than everybody at this. And you know, again, people always complain, but they all look like fouls to me. I mean, when I watch them every time I can, I watch OKC because they're the best team in the league. I mean, I watch basketball, period. But he's an artist, is what he is. And he gets you off balance, and you've got to guard him at every level. And oh, by the way, that's not going to get any easier because he's redefining that, particularly as it comes from three-point range. And as he gets better in that area, then you're really going to be at his mercy because you're already at his mercy. So, you know, cry me a river. I'm sick of the people crying about him. It's not like the league. What are we saying? That the league is intentionally promoting Oklahoma City? And the league is intentionally promoting Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at the expense of everybody else? That's just stupid. That's just stupid. No, he's just better. The rules don't allow for a lot of contact, and he just constantly, you know, again, change of pace, master of the half inch. He gets you off balance, and he creates contact. You've got to be better at guarding him. Otherwise, it's just going to keep happening. And I think the vast majority of those calls are legitimate. And people just complain and whine because you're not him and you're not as good as he is. I mean, the nonsensical stuff I hear where people are, well, if he didn't have these 15 extra points, well, he does. He does. I mean, again, what are you saying? The whole league favors Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and they've told their officials to favor him in Oklahoma City? It's just stupid. Nope. It's this simple. He's better than you. That's it. He's better than you. That's it. Live with it. Stop crying. Get better. Hey, let me tell you about Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar. Hey, listen, real Buffalo, New York-style pizza and wings. You don't need to worry. You don't need to drive to Buffalo. Moretti's has you covered. It's right in Malden. Get there. Their pizza is thicker than New York-style, but not doughy. Just a perfect crust, baked to perfection, a stone oven. It's unbelievable. Hey, Jeff and Luke, it's unbelievable. Hey, Jeff and Luke. We need some. And the buffalo wings, oh, man, they're crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, that spicy, buttery kick, tangy finish. There's nothing like them. They're the only authentic buffalo wings anywhere other than Buffalo. You know, you've got to go from Buffalo, New York to Buffalo, Malden to get real buffalo wings. That's the reality. Ever heard of Beef on Whack? Oh, Seminole Ted Ramona went at it the other day. Loved it. Beef on Whack. Piled roast beef, piled, cooked it 8 hours. They slice it thin, pile it high on a sea salt caraway bun with horseradish sauce, served with odd juice for Dunkin'. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry Fridays, so much more. And yes, a full bar with a family-friendly atmosphere. Sports fans, it's your spot. Check out the Little John Coliseum while you're there. 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. Ramona, the toy drive's still going on, right? Yeah, so bring a toy. Come for lunch. Come, go to Moretti's for lunch. Bring a toy. And they'll reward you with a dessert or an adult beverage. Bring a toy. And you will 100% be doing a child a great favor at Christmas time. So let's do that. Quick break.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Ultra, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Ultra helps Mike fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs so he can wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you're going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
There are few better duos out there than college football and chicken. Quok here, and I'm happy to report that Wendy's has officially launched their highly anticipated chicken tender. They're larger, better, and more premium than anything you'll find in the market. Along with new tenders, try six new and improved dipping sauces, including Wendy's signature sauce, sweet chili, scorching hot, and my personal favorite, honey mustard. New chicken tenders from Wendy's. So when you think Wendy's, think tendies. Try them today at your local Wendy's of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens Counties.
Hey guys, the holidays and New Year are right around the corner. It's time to shed those extra pounds, get back in the gym. At Low Country Mail, our concierge plan started around $7 a day. It includes testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, prescription management, and much, much more. With 9 locations in the Southeast and 10 years in business, come see why we are the most trusted TRT clinic in the South. Make men men again. Book today at lowcountrymail.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Lake Murray Michael says, Walt, talking about whining in the NBA, tell people to quit whining about bad food and get to Moretti's. How about that, Ramona? Doug says, ZZ Top, one of the goats of music. 100%, we love ZZ Top. Texas says, 100%, Greg, Walt, sometimes someone else is just better. I tell my 8-year-old grandson to always try to get better. That's from KT in Athens. Right. I mean, the reality is this dude's just better than you, and you can't guard him. That's the reality. And you keep following him because you can't guard him. That's the reality. And he turns you every which way but loose, and you don't like it. So you whine about it. And, again, like the league would have conceived of a plan starting last year when people complained about this for Oklahoma City to win the NBA title. Like, that's to their advantage, to have a franchise out in the middle of nowhere land win the NBA championship. Like, that's their advantage. Stop it. That's just dumb. It's just dumb. Get better. Get better. Find somebody you can guard him without fouling him. Go get a Bruce Bowen. Go find somebody like that. Find somebody you can guard him without fouling him, because you can't. That's the reality of it. And he's just too good. He's better than you, and that's the problem. Texas says, if the game of basketball is about guarding without falling, then how do you like OKC? They guard and foul all the time. I'm not sure what your point is. You lost me. The game of basketball, ideally, you want to guard without fouling. People can't guard OKC without fouling. That was the point. I'm not sure what you're talking about, Dexter, to be honest. You have to explain yourself. Dexter said, well, I brought this up on X, but does my Broncos team this year remind you of the 2005 Manning-led team with great teams? Yes, he does. That's from Tiger Guy Andy. Yes, they do. And an offensive guru head coach. Yep, 100% they do, Andy. Now, look, Peyton hasn't, turned the offense into air Bo Nix. That's a fact. But Nick still has some upside. Manning was at the end of his career, and all they needed was a game manager in that game because that defense was so dominant. But, yeah, that's how Denver's playing. Denver's playing dominant defense at home, and that's how they're winning. They're winning by not making mistakes and dominating in a physical manner defensively. And like I said, they've not lost at home. So if the playoffs go through Denver, they're going to be hard to beat just for that reason. In a year in which there just aren't many elite teams. Now, if the Denver Broncos or New England Patriots get to the Super Bowl to face, let's say, the Rams, are they going to win that game? No, they're not. I don't think so. And if you ask me today, to pick somebody, it might be the Rams and Broncos. I could see that. I could see Rams-Broncos in the Super Bowl. And do I think the Broncos would win that game? No. I think the Rams are just too good. And they have too much offense, and I don't think so. But, is there a chance that, Buffalo with Allen, if he can drag that team over the finish line? Maybe he can. But would it shock me if Denver playing at home in the playoffs or something makes the Super Bowl? No, it wouldn't shock me at all. In fact, I think there's a really good chance of that. I mean, I don't know if Allen can do this magic act every week where he wins 35-34 and he brings his team from behind. It seems a lot to ask. It just does. I just don't think that team is good enough other than that. Texas said, Trevor said, hold my beer. He's coming around. He's coming around, but he still has a ways to go. I'm not ready to buy that yet. I think it's conceivable. I mean, just like Houston is conceivable, but we'll see. Tish said, what I meant was all OKC does on the defensive end is hack and foul. Hoping the officials don't call the whistle. Enjoy your thoughts. I don't know. Again, I think they're just better. I think they do everything better than everybody else. I think they're better than everybody else. And I don't think that's changing. I mean, injuries can change it, but I don't think so. Texas said, yeah, somewhere I used to get mad at the Warriors and Curry for being better. I'm not sure what that means, but if you say so. 940 says going to play in the Mile High City and adjusting the altitude is a real thing. Well, it could have weather there and everything else. So all that stuff is possible. It would not surprise me at all. You can get in if you want, 654-7627, 654-7627. Tess said, well, I just dropped $100 on Denver to win it all. That's Shane from Greenville. What odds did you get there, Shane? I'm curious. Shane, I might come back and put another 100 on Denver to get there. Basically, play it part way. you got 100 for Denver to win it. Put another 100 on Denver to get to the game. Because I think there's a much greater likelihood that Denver gets to the game than that they win it. I have trouble believing they would win it. Jed says Zach Foster did have the big dunks to help out late. Well, he did, Jed, but it's not enough. He needs to be better, period. He's not. Look, he can offer the spectacular with a couple of the big dunks late. And again, he's capable of that. I said this before the year that he would have some of the most spectacular dunks in Clemson history, that I thought we would see that. But he needs to play better overall, and he's not doing that right now. He's mid. He's not become anything close to the player he's capable of being yet. And he's not a guy that you can consistently go to at the end of games right now. And he needs to be. He needs to be that guy for this team. For this team to reach the ultimate heights that they're capable of, Zach Foster needs to be that guy at some point in the year. And we're not there yet, because he's sort of maddeningly inconsistent right now in terms of his play. In every phase. And he's better than that. He's much better than he's played to date. Really, no one has seen Zach Foster play yet. That's how I view it. I think he's capable of way, way more than we have seen to this point. And I'm hoping that we get the way, way more at some point. But we're not there yet. We're not even close. Let me tell you about Roto-Rooter. They're voted the best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row, 2024 and 2025. There's not six best. There's not two best. Not four best. There's just one best, and that's Roto-Rooter. And they're the only plumber you know, the only plumber you've ever heard of. This is Roto-Rooter. They're your trusted local plumber. They're the only plumber anyone has ever heard of. Over 1,100 five-star reviews, over 40 years in business. Roto-Rooter themselves, that's the same family, Clemson alumni in the upstate. Roto-Rooter, the parent company, has been around for almost 100 years. Commercial and residential plumbing, open 24/7, 365. They are always there when you need them. A live human being, 1 a.m., help on the way to you right then. Full service plumbing. They have saved Ramona. They have saved me. Sewer and drain cleaning. They only do plumbing. They don't dabble. They don't do electrical. They do plumbing. Water heaters, video inspection, backflow certification, drain field replacement, pipe repair, high velocity water jetting, faucets, sinks, disposals, tubs, toilets, septic tank plumbing, sump pumps. It's Roto-Rooter. Save the number 864-695-1117. Rotorooter.com. Tell them I sent you. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 19... 19-